Hey, what's up, everyone? This is Shereen Colbert, a.k.a. Life Coach ATL. I'm here with my co-host and daughter,
Taylor Colbert.
And we want to welcome you to our You Are Dope podcast, where we are here to uplift, inspire, spread some love, and have a little bit of fun while we're doing it. Our podcast will be airing every other Wednesday. In the meantime, in between time, make sure you be good to yourself. You are a gift to the world, and you are dope. What is going on, good people? Yo, today is a very special day. The reason why it's a special day is because you got the holidays coming up. Tomorrow is Thanksgiving for those of you that do celebrate Thanksgiving. But it also can be a sad time for people that are in the holidays or and they don't have anybody to spend the holidays with or have been traumatized from the holidays or, you know, whatever the case may be. So we want to, today's podcast is we just want to offer a little bit of advice. We want to also not make it a sad episode, but also tell you maybe what some of our traditions are, some of the things that we do for the holidays as well. So how you doing today, T?
I'm doing good. How are you?
I've been better. You've been getting on my nerves a little bit. You know, you've been running late, but that's another subject for another time. Another time, because it's the holidays. So, as I was saying, like, yo, so a lot of times during the holidays, people don't have a place to go. People don't, you know, they don't have family, they don't have friends. It could be a traumatic experience, so on and so forth. So this is some of the things that we'd like to offer you. So look, yo, if you're having a hard time during the holiday season, one of the things that I want you to do is this. Ask yourself, do you need to be around people? And after you ask yourself that, be honest with yourself. Like, yeah, it would be nice to get out. Yeah, it would be nice to do certain things. And if you feel that way, then I want to urge you to do this. Make yourself a plan. If somebody invites you to, say, like a holiday party or something like that, and you're like, you know what? Yeah, I want to go, but I don't know how long I want to stay. Have yourself a plan. You know, like back in the day when you would have your friend, like if you go on a date and you tell your friend like, yo, make sure that you call me in 5 minutes in case this shit ain't going right. Well, have that same kind of plan. Like, yo, in like 10 minutes, if this party ain't what I thought it was going to be, then you can always make yourself an exit plan. But at least you're giving yourself an opportunity to get out the house and go possibly do something. What do you think about that, T?
I agree. It's important to spend time with your loved ones and your family around or your friends around the holidays. I mean, even for me, it can be hard to just do certain things. So it does require you to push yourself. So yeah, I like that. Excuse me.
Yeah. I mean, I know for me growing up in the holidays weren't like super positive. So I can relate to a lot of people out there that may just want to avoid the holidays altogether. You know, my first recollection of Christmas is I got two. One, my mom, we couldn't afford gifts, so she got gifts from the Salvation Army. As a kid, I knew that they came from the Salvation Army, and I knew that they were hand-me-downs, they even clothes. So honestly, I didn't appreciate it the way that I would now as an adult. But back then, that was my first recollection. It was like, dang, she got money for alcohol, but she can't go, you know, buy us no gifts, buy us no presents. So I always had like a bitter taste in my mouth, you know, around Christmas time. And then my other one, it doesn't get any better, is we were all in North Carolina, my mom and myself, my brother. We were all there visiting my grandma for Christmas. And, you know, they had their normal little family spat or whatnot, but it turned really ugly. And my grandma ended up hitting my mom upside the head with a gun, and the gun went off. So my recollection of Christmas and holidays just always was traumatic for me. So I never really wanted to celebrate them because it just brings up those memories. And it wasn't until I had my daughters, you know, Taylor and Kennedy, and was married to their mom, that she was like, you're going to have to get over that. We're going to celebrate Christmas in this house. You know, I would just be like, you know, yo, it's just another day. But your mom was the one who was like, really got me on board with that. And was like, nah, we're going to celebrate it. The girls are going to have an amazing time. They're going to open up gifts. You know, it's going to be a good time, a good family time together. And it always was. And I was actually really happy that she pushed me out of my comfort zone, because I'm just like, yo, it's just another day. I don't feel like doing all this. But it was because it was a traumatic experience for me. Does that make sense?
Mm-hmm. And that's good. Yeah, mommy's real big on Christmas and spending time with us all around Christmas. She won't let us go anywhere around Christmas time.
Nowhere, so, y'all.
You're saying that to you, which is a good thing she can know.
Yeah, it was a really good thing. My point of telling you guys that story is that for those of you that have been in traumatic experiences or don't have fun during the holidays or have a hard time, you know, you're not alone. You know, I was one of those people that, if I'm being totally transparent, man, I'd rather just sit up there with a bottle of wine and just chill by the fire by myself. I'm not saying that was necessarily healthy. I'm just letting you know what I would prefer to do back in the day before I had children's. So some of the traditions, I know that we're kind of speeding through this a little bit. Taylor has somewhere to go because she was late, but we kind of speeding through it.
Sorry, guys. I want to be employed.
Whatever. Yo, but Taylor, what are some of the traditions that you feel like we have around the holidays that you enjoy?
It's more so with like mommy and Auntie Net. Auntie Net likes to make cookies for every single holiday event that we have. So we're making Halloween cookies and Thanksgiving cookies and Christmas cookies. So that's always something. She always does like the advent calendar thing. I know that we probably grew out of it, but if we request it, she'll probably do it. But it's like every day of in December, we get something from the elves. My mom, she likes to, literally the day after Thanksgiving, we always take down our tree and, you know, put it up, start decorating the house, start playing Christmas music. And we will listen to Christmas music until January, like 2nd or 3rd. And yeah. Oh, and another thing we do is we go see the lights. So we drive around and go see Christmas lights. So yeah, I love Christmas. What about you? What do you guys do?
I didn't do none of that. I mean, I'll be honest. Tommy, he is like really into like Christmas and holidays, especially Halloween is his very favorite holiday. But Christmas is actually his mom passed on Christmas Day when he was 9 years old. So that's always like a maybe a little bit of a tough time for him. So I just make sure that we spend a little bit of extra time together. We try to watch his mom. Notice I said try. We try to watch his mom's favorite movie, which was A White Christmas. But we literally only make it through about a quarter of it. And then we're like, nah. Not for us.
That sounds boring. What is it about?
A white Christmas. A bunch of white people.
Yeah. Never mind.
So that's really, I mean, and you know, occasionally I'll go with you guys to go see the lights and stuff like that. But I don't know. That's just never really been my, it's never really been my cup of tea. I think I may have been like maybe.
I said, what's occasionally?
You know, like once every 10, 15 years, I may go.
Guys, I'm 22.
I don't know. I just never really been a holiday person like that. But as I get older, though, I do find myself turning on the Christmas music. I don't want to lie. Oh.
You dress in like Santa stuff on Christmas.
That's true. On Christmas Day, I do dress like Santa. I think, you know, my favorite part of the holidays is actually we do this thing called Friendsgiving. And Friendsgiving is just such a dope time because it's giving back to people that literally don't have any family or friends or have a bunch of friends here in Atlanta, Georgia. So we've been doing it now for like the past 10 years. And it's something that I really look forward to. I don't like doing all the cooking because I don't like a whole bunch of turkey because it's usually dry, but not mine. Cause I'm telling y'all now I got the best turkey in the world. Y'all don't play with me. Don't play with me, boy. Don't play with me. I ain't playing now. Y'all better learn something today. But nah, my turkey be on point. But yeah, I just never have been like into like a whole bunch of like Christmassy food and stuff like that. But again, as I get older, I find myself, you know, drawn more and more to that, especially now that I have grandkids, because of seeing the grandbabies opening up their gifts. How can you not be happy on that day? But I don't really ask for a bunch of gifts. It's about the kids. It's not really about me. But so anyway, so, y'all, Taylor's...
He doesn't have any traditions during the holiday. He just piggybacks off of mine. He's a Grinch. We hate Christmas. I'm just kidding.
I used to be a little bit of a Grinch, but I got much better, though. I'm much, 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 much better. So anyway, y'all, this is a short podcast today. We want to wish everyone that does celebrate Thanksgiving, happy Thanksgiving to you. For those of you that do celebrate Christmas, happy Christmas to you. Happy Hanukkah. We don't want to leave nobody out. But again, those of you that don't have any place to go, I do want you to make sure that you think about what we said, though. You know, make sure that you be good to yourself. That's the number one important thing. And do what your body tells you to do. If your body says, no, we need to stay away from people because we might act a damn fool, because if Ray Ray there, I might bust him upside his head. Stay away from Ray Ray. Stay away from that party. All right? We love y'all. We appreciate y'all for tuning in. We think that y'all are amazing. We think that y'all are dope. And we thank y'all for tuning in to us and letting us come into your living room or your speakers every day and checking us out. So we appreciate you.
Very thank you.
And you are... Oh. There we go. Let's get it.